Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Welcome back to Loud and Local. It's 99.9 KISW. My name is Kevin Deers, and I'm here with you till midnight. So text me at 77999 with what you'd like to hear. It does have to be within the Pacific Northwest or Northwest realm. So keep that in mind when you text me and let me know what you want to hear. But right now is time to introduce a guy that really has been playing for so many years with so many different projects that it's hard to really give him a proper it's really hard to give him a proper introduction in the sense that he's just so, I mean, there's just so much stuff that he does. So anyways, without any further ado, Clinton Mullins, what's going on, man?
It's great to be here in Seattle. Thanks, Kevin, for having me.
You're very welcome. And so you live a couple hours south, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm out of Yelm, Washington right now.
Nice. And so you made it up here, and you actually played a show last night in this area, so you might as well have just slept on a couch and stayed in the area. I mean, that would have been a little easier for you, probably.
Yeah, lately I've been putting on about 1,000 miles a week, performing from here to southern Oregon all the way over to Spokane.
Holy crap. So where'd you play last night, man?
Last night it was at Kate's Pub in the U District, and it was a great little vibe, awesome little bar.
Right on, man. And so you're here representing three different things. We're going to be playing songs from Gebular, which is a project that's been together since 2003.
Yeah, actually, we started out in the late 90s under a different band name, 40-1. We were a Christian band.
Okay.
And then later on went secular, as you could say, in 2003.
Yeah. Right on, man. And so you've been doing that, and then Fishing with Bigfoot is another project we're going to be talking about tonight, as well as Dogger. You're going to be playing a solo show, I believe, solo show in Chehalis at the Veterans Memorial Museum. This is pretty cool, man. It's June 22nd, and tell me a little bit about this and what got you involved with the veterans and playing for them, and I hear that you're actually going to be performing with one.
Yeah, actually, Pause for Patriots was one of the first organizations I got involved with, and I did lots of different organizations with different bands performing, and we'd do raffles to make money to help veterans get service animals that were in need. And then we did different things for Christmas, and we've done all kinds of different fundraisers. And since then, I've had the honor to perform at the Capitol. I've performed at the museum once before, and they asked for me back this year.
Nice.
And I happened to be taking a good friend of mine, Vaughn, who I had met at the bar that I owned for a while called Dogger's. He was my first regular when I was first getting stuff going and I didn't have a liquor license. I was just selling Snickers and soda pops. He would come in and hang out with us and just cheer us on. And then later on, he's my best friend, and we hang out every day, and we're jamming in his garage before tour. And it dawned on us, this guy plays bluegrass and guitar. He could play bass on tour.
Nice. So you taught him. You got it. You got him going. You said you worked with him for how many hours?
It's been about 40 hours a week lately, like a full-time job. But he's catching right on, and it's working out really well. We're doing a lot of covers right now to get everything going, and then a few of my originals. One of my newest originals is called I Don't Miss Me on Whiskey. And that, hopefully next time I'm here, I can bring you that one, because that one's just, it's hot.
Yeah, nice, man. And this is all kind of getting you geared up for a tour that you're starting July 31st at Jazz Bones in Tacoma. That's the tour kickoff show. And tell me a bit about your escapades. You going around the United States here?
Yeah, the awesome part about that kickoff tour show, actually, it's all ages at Jazz Bones.
Awesome.
And but one of my things I'm most excited about the tour is we're going for hot August nights into Reno, playing at Davidson's Distillery, Killer Biker Bar. And then we're going to actually be playing at the House of Blues in Houston.
Wow.
And I'm pretty stoked about that show and a lot of little dive bars in Texas. And then we're going to be visiting some friends in Daytona Beach and then back. And we got shows all over the place. I can't keep track half the time.
So I got to ask you, man, because a lot of musicians listen to this show, I'm assuming, in the scene. And probably a lot of them would like to go out and do these things, but it's hard to make connections outside of the state. How do you do that? And do you just book these yourself?
Yeah, actually, my first USA tour, I ended up in Austin, Texas, broke, no money, and
yeah.
Learned a lot of lessons on the road. So basically, you just got to go out there and do it. And then supporting your other local artists in your community is a good way to get connections for tour and different connections that, because we're all a family.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things with the band Gebular. We have a song called Join the System we're going to roll out later.
Yeah, that's the first song we're going to play.
Oh, Brad, that's actually that song's all about us being a family and working together, and we can get a lot more done. So if you're ever on tour and you have some questions, hit me up on Facebook, Clinton Dogger Mullins. I'm happy to help anybody.
Well, that's great, man. And yeah, so you mentioned you owned a bar, and so you had a bunch of bands come through and play. And you know, it sounds like you really are kind of you're an independent social media within yourself. You are like a person that does the connections, and you're the person to know, man. So hit him up and ask him if you have any questions, and you know, maybe he can give you a little bit of advice. Because how many tours have you gone on yourself?
I've done about 6 tours. This is my second USA tour, but I've done a lot of West Coast tours. And actually, one time, I came back with $100 in my pocket.
Well, imagine that. $100, hey, you know, beats being broke as crap. So, Gebular, this is a project that, again, you said started in 2003, and you guys are still going strong?
We're not playing currently, but the right opportunity comes out. These guys are totally down. We're just burnt out of playing bars after bar, and we're basically at the spot whenever I get an opportunity, that's the band I'm going to hit up to perform. And then all the other shows, I usually solo perform.
Okay, right on. So we're going to play a couple of these, Gebular with Join the System and Gebular with Numb, and you do vocals for this project, correct?
Actually, in this project, I do backing vocals.
Okay.
But, excuse me, I do bass guitar. And the funny thing about Join the System actually is it's the only Gebular song where I helped write lyrics. We were in the studio 2 days before releasing our album at Louis G's in Fife, and we needed a 10th song. The singer Brandon DePriest and I sat in the studio. We wrote a bunch of words down, and Join the System came out.
Hey, man, studio magic right there. Sometimes it comes like that. So Gebular with Join the System, and then Numb after that. Again, we have Clinton Mullins in studio playing stuff from Gebular, Fishing with Bigfoot, and Dogger. So we're going to go to some Gebular, and we'll be back more with Clint. So here we go. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Fight a product of what they
they say is right. So here we roam and try to stay alive. You never know when we have left a game. When you sell your soul to the music scene. Seen by the sun.
It's Loud and Local here on 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. We're going till midnight, so stay with us, and I hope you're enjoying all of the rad tunes. It was a band called Gebular. Numb and Join the System. One of the members of Gebular is in studio, Clinton Mullins. He's a guy who plays a lot of different... A lot of different roles within music, but that being said, he is an artist first, he is a musician first, and he shares with us some of his various projects. He is known himself as Dogger, and he is going to be starting a tour July 31st at Jazz Bones, so make sure to show up to that one. It is an all-ages show, so you don't gotta be over 21. You can just enjoy some sodas if you're a kid and hang out, or if you're 21, you can drink some brews and enjoy the sounds of Dogger. So, dude, thank you very much for coming up to the studio tonight. I got to ask you, man, like, you said that you've been a big fan of KISW since the 90s.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing bands that I follow right now for the first time. When I was a kid, I was probably only like 10 or 11 years old, hanging out with my aunt, and she was always listening to 99.9.
That's awesome. That's great, man. So it's like this is a great moment for you. It's come full circle, and I'm glad that we could have you up here and kind of, you know, put you on our shoulders and kind of give you that shine here from the station. And I understand that there's a bunch of your friends that are listening. You want to shout out anyone that's listening right now?
Yeah, I'd like to shout out to Jeremy, a.k.a. Tonto. I'm sorry about that hot topper almond that went on your, you know, but
uh-oh.
You know, things happen.
Yikes. Doesn't sound too good. So you are someone who has started playing at a pretty early age. Is that correct?
Well, I started at 15. The day I met my best friend Brandon, the singer of the band you just listened to, Gebular.
Yeah,
I basically was like, yeah, I play guitar. And then we showed up at his house, and I could play like Plateau by Nirvana. And
yeah,
his dad gifted him some beautiful instruments, and we both started learning from there. And within a month, he was playing like Hell Freezes Over by the Eagles, and I was still trying to tune my guitar.
So it took a little bit longer for you, but you know, obviously it's you've come this far, and now you're, you know, touring all over the U.S. on a solo project and whatnot. So I'd say you stuck with it pretty well. And what were some of the early artists that kind of influenced you, man? Like, what was the first album that you actually like sought out and purchased on your own?
Well, the first album I actually went and got was when Nevermind came out. I went and got the tape.
Oh, wow.
At the Aberdeen Mall.
Cassette tape, yes.
And then I got a CD player, and my mom gifted me, I requested Nirvana, of course, and I got Jimi Hendrix's Greatest Hits, and the other one was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' Greatest Hits, and then Muddy Banks of the Wishca.
That's great, man. So, you know, I'm not going to just, like, skip over what you just mentioned, though. You said that when Nirvana Nevermind came out, you went to the Aberdeen Mall. And that's got to be an epic moment for someone who lives in Aberdeen and is a fan of rock music and as a kid to be able to get someone to be able to get a tape of, like, one of the biggest bands at that point, one of the most influential bands in the world that is just blowing up, and they were there from your small podunk town. And not to throw any shade, but you know what I'm saying, like, small town, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, from your small town, and this guy is now, you know, such an influence. What was that like?
It was amazing, really. I remember just wanting to be able to express myself the way that he did with his music. And at the time, I didn't know I was going to do it through music, but there was such a connection with his personal life and experience through how he wrote his songs that it was almost like you feel like you're reading his journal when you're listening to him sing. It's just amazing.
Absolutely. So would you say Nirvana was like your first favorite band?
Oh, yeah. They're on my top 40, you know.
Absolutely, man. And what are some other Northwest bands over the years? Like, what would you say, like, is your like Mount Rushmore of Northwest bands?
When it comes to the heavy music, which is going to be like the Fishing with Bigfoot stuff we play,
yeah,
the Melvins were a huge influence for me. I actually used to...
All hail King Buzzo.
Yeah, he, I'm sure, got really annoyed. I used to go to almost every show, and I think they were here for like 7 shows in a row a few years back, and I didn't miss one. And then,
I don't think he would be too mad at the money that you're giving him for those tickets. So
I was there at noon.
Nice, dude.
No joke. But
you're are you my dad?
You know, for a moment I did think that, and my hair grew a little bit. I have 3 calyx, and he only had 2, so we had to compare.
Wow.
He's like, who is this kid? Do I know anyone around that? Have any one-night stands? I got to start thinking about this.
Then it would be Metal Church. If it has anything to do with one-night stands, Metal Church is my favorite.
Nice. Metal Church and Melvin's and, yeah, man, those both Aberdeen heavy hitters.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. And any other names pop up there that would be on your Mount Rushmore?
Lots of bands playing with locally when I was really getting my start back in the early 2000s. I mean, like playing with Mechanism, bands like Stonebender, all these different bands that we were performing with and people that were just pushing it like we were. I remember playing with Zero Signal down at El Corazon.
Yeah.
I think we were – somehow the headliner didn't play, and so we ended up being the headliner or something. But I always enjoyed playing with Seattle bands because they had such a passion for music.
Nice. Right on, man. Well, it sounds like you're well-weathered and you're, like, road-tested. It's a very good thing. It's awesome that you're, still sticking with it with a bunch of different bands, and Fishing with Bigfoot is one of them. Tell me a little bit about Fishing with Bigfoot before we jump in.
So basically, Fishing with Bigfoot is the singer of Gebular and I switch in spots. So instead of
me, you're singing.
So I'm on guitar and vocals.
Nice.
And then the drummer, he's on lead guitar, and he does vocals in the Radiation Rain song, and I'm backing him up. So we basically, it's kind of a super group. We have Mike from the old band Doink. They were a punk band in the 90s
okay.
from Bremerton. And he's a front man. You got Brandon and then Justin, their brothers from Gebular. They're both good in their own right. It's nice that it's kind of like a Northwest super group in a way.
All right, right on. Well, we're going to go into two songs, Fishing with Bigfoot, Radiation Rain, and then a Zombie. So, yeah, it's Clinton Mullins from Fishing with Bigfoot in studio right now. Here it is. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Sweet, bro.
Watch as it falls.
back here on Loud and Local, and we're almost to the second hour of the show. Reminder, we do go till midnight, so we really are like ending the weekend. We always do with positivity, with 2 hours of awesome local music, and a dude that makes a lot of it and has been for quite a while. Clinton Mullins is in studio. We played some stuff from his band Gebular, played some stuff from Fishing with Bigfoot, but now we're going to play some stuff from Dogger, and if what I understand is true, you are Dogger.
That's correct. That's my nickname.
All right, let's get down to the bottom of this, man. Where did the nickname Dogger come from? Let's get the origins of Dogger.
Well, people at home can Google it, and that makes a really good joke for if you're from Europe or if you know anybody from Europe. But actually, we're just calling each other, hey, dog, you know, a normal conversation.
Sure, sure.
And I became Dogger back probably
hey, early. Dogger.
And then it just stuck. And when Gebular was in their early times of playing, we had a MySpace account.
Yeah, of course,
and
of course.
They're like, what do I put my name as? And Dogger it was.
Yeah, there you go. So you've been Dogger since, and you even owned a bar called Doggers.
Yeah, down in Yelm, actually. I ended up playing a UFO festival down there, which they have annually.
That's amazing.
And right after I put out an album, my solo album, Alien Abduction, which is on Spotify or iTunes. And also the new Green Jelly album is going to have my song Alien Abduction with Bill Mann, Speaker of Green Jelly, singing the song, which is exciting.
Wow, man. That's awesome. And, dude, you're doing a lot of huge things. What's the near future look for you? I mean, we know you're going on tour. What's the rest of the year look like for you? Going to be focusing on solo stuff? What projects are you going to be putting a lot of your time into?
Right now, I've just been preparing myself for the road. So I've been learning a lot of new covers so that if I'm in a spot where I've got to go busk or I've got to go play a bar, I'm ready for it. Also,
such is the life of a touring musician, man.
Definitely. Sometimes you have to wear more than one hat. So
that's
I'm preparing
cool.
myself for a couple weddings that I have planned. I DJ weddings. I help with photography as well. So
you're hustling.
Something that you need. I have a couple sound systems. I host sound for live bands. I'm a sound guy.
We also all in one, dude.
We have a recording studio down in Montesano that we record mainly solo artists, but we also can do bands. And then also I have a lot of friends that I push, friends like Stephen Wayne. If you've never heard of him, check him out on Facebook. He played the first time ever a year ago on my bar stage, and now he is touring the Northwest. And
that's
so
awesome.
My whole goal in life with this tour is actually to go out and inspire people with music, heal people with music, because music is a healing property. Like when we're out there pushing our heart towards people, that vibe goes out, and some people might be going through the same struggle I went through whenever I wrote that song. And I've had countless people tell me how it helps them. So that's what keeps me trucking is knowing that it's making a difference, even if it's one person in the crowd or 10 or however many, it doesn't matter to me. Also, what keeps my train going, because I got an RV, gas mileage is crap.
Of course.
Is merch. So I have CDs. You can hit me up on Facebook. I mail them anywhere. I've got t-shirts. Also, like I said, the Alien Abduction album on iTunes, Spotify. All that stuff keeps the train moving. And I'd like to thank all the supporters out there, everybody that's downloaded and bought the album. And I've actually sold thousands of the Alien Abduction album. That was my best-selling album.
And that's awesome.
I'm very thankful for everybody that supported that. I would like to thank my dad, Glenn Cannon.
Your dad is Glenn Cannon? Or your dad
that sounded
slash
like
Glenn?
Actually,
dad, comma, also Glenn Cannon.
I guess you could say Glenn's a little bit of a father figure in the blues world. I have a lot of respect that
there
he
you
can
go.
Play.
That made me laugh, though.
That was awesome. Good catch. So he can play in Windowpane, yet do his blues trio and then do his solo thing. So that's awesome to see something I've been pushing towards in this area and somebody doing the same thing and
yeah.
totally killing it. But my dad, actually, what I was getting at
yeah.
is I think of a lot of thoughts at once for some reason. Sometimes I'll be working on 4 or 5 songs, memorizing them at the same time. I don't know why my brain works that way, but it does. So it gets crazy. Anyways, my father is a big reason that I opened the restaurant. He pushed me. I was performing 7 nights a week, making a killer living as a DJ and as an open mic host, really, at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, why don't you open your own bar? And I totally lost myself on it. But the thing that I gained in the friendships and relationships and the experience, it was worth it all.
Nice, dude. Hey, and that's the thing that really matters, you know, is that life experience. And next time, maybe you won't lose your ass as much. So who knows? Who knows? Either way, Clinton Mullins, dude, thank you so much. And yeah, man, where people add him on Facebook and follow along with him. He's going to be, again, playing July 31st at Jazz Bones under the name Dogger. So check that out. It's an all-ages show. And then wish him well on his tour. If you are available from noon to 2 on June 22nd, he will be playing the Veterans Memorial Museum in Chehalis. A very special performance there. You're going to be playing some covers, right?
Yeah, there's actually a private party afterwards. Hit me up, and I'll invite you to it. If you perform, you can perform at it. It's like an open mic type of thing.
Cool.
Also, just to throw it out there really quick, all my tour dates, since Facebook is really hard on artists, and they don't let you like see your events half the time, yeah. I've been using ReverbNation.com/Dogger or / Fishing with Bigfoot or Gebular Rocks, but mainly the Dogger one for all the concert info. Because that's what I'm playing under.
Damn, dude. You have so many hats. And you know what? Shout out to your kiddos. I don't know if they're listening right now. It's probably a little too late for them. But you're also a dad. And I think that's also something we need to shout out is the fact that not only are you a musician, not only are you, you know, a positive dude in the scene, but you're also a dad. So very, very cool.
Yeah, I got a t-ball game tomorrow, actually, at 5:30 for Benjamin.
Love there you
guy.
Go.
And then Silver, she's our little rock star. And Ava, we love you very much.
Even you're ready.
So many different hats you got to wear, man. That's awesome. So, Clinton, thank you so much, man. And we're going to play a song, Self-Destructive Muse. This is the last song here. It's under the name Dogger. You'll be able to hear this, I'm assuming, on the 31st at Jazz Bones.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I actually play this. I played it last night, but I don't play it live a lot. It's a great song. I wrote it and recorded it in the moment within like a week's time. And it's one of those songs that has a lot of feelings that I don't really like to feel again. So I try not to play it a lot, if you know what I mean.
Any final words for the Northwest before we throw it into the song, Clinton?
I love you all, and I can't wait to rock any stage. I don't care where it's at. Hit me up on my Facebook. I'd love to come play your living room anywhere.
All right. July 31st at Jazz Bones. See him there. All ages show. It's Dogger, Clinton Dogger Mullins. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. Whoops, now we go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.